Right now, though, joining us is John Glennon, because he covers the very interesting Nashville Predators. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tom, yourself?
Oh, we're tremendous. So you're like the one guy left over there that doesn't have to write about what's going on at UT because you can cover the Preds?
There have been no decommits so far for the Preds, so I think they're safe in this whole business.
Nobody has decommitted from the Predators. That's good news because, boy, I'll tell you what, they got off to a hot start yesterday. 3 goals in the first period, flying around, and, you know, I'm starting to think that this is real. I mean, we're way well past now the halfway point here. This is a real live deal. There's only 5 teams in the entire NHL that has a better record than this Nashville Predator team, and this looks like something. Regardless of what happens Friday night would be the frosting on the cake, certainly, to get Calgary, because they're going to be battling those guys all season long. But this is the real deal. I agree or disagree?
I agree, and I think a couple of the reasons why it's starting to look like a real deal: A, they've gone through now a patch where they were dealing with a decent amount of injuries at one time. They had maybe 4, 5, 6 guys here recently that were out of the lineup. 3 of them still out: Jason Arnott, Jordan Tutu, Jared Smithson still out. And they're still, finding ways to win, getting contributions. The balance of the team is still good. And then B, I think they're as you mentioned there, they're winning on the road. Already 14 road wins this season. They only had 16 all of last season. So I think those are 2 pretty good signs. When you can win without key players in the lineup, and when you're winning on the road, regularly, pretty good sign that you're going to stick around for a while, I think.
Yeah, that is a great sign that you're going to be sticking around for a while. And winning these games, and this is very encouraging, winning these games out west, because it's setting up a kind of a good feeling for a potential, when the playoffs do roll around, there's an outstanding opportunity that they may end up, who knows, in Vancouver, or they might have to play at in Colorado or in Calgary, you don't know where. And to go into these buildings and get a little bit of success is important. The biggest thing that I thought was great about the Edmonton game, that's the worst team in hockey right now, or right near the worst team in hockey, and that's what you got to do. I think putting away a fish early is
a good sign. And then the night before that, they go into Vancouver, a place where they've only won 7 times, I think, previously in all the years, maybe 6 times before Monday, and in all their years, and then go in and have a big win there in Vancouver as well. Two good road wins already, and then Calgary, always a tough team for the Preds on Friday, so that'll be another big test.
John Glennon with us. John, and we're right now right at about the same number of games played home and away, but by the time we get to the break for the Olympics, that won't be the case, because this month is predominantly road games, and what that sets up. But, man, if you could survive through this and get to the break playing this kind of hockey, all of a sudden you come back after the break, and you're going to be pounded with home games February and March, where you're really making that move.
Yeah, and if you look at, I think it's like 3 of the next 4 games, really big, as you mentioned kind of on the intro there, they're playing a lot of these teams right now that they're very close to in the standings. They got Calgary on Friday, and then towards the end of next week they have both Phoenix and Colorado in a back-to-back situation. Very big games, and trying to get some space between those teams that are all bunched right around 4, 5, 6. Right in the middle of the Western Conference. And, they've been strong at home down the stretch the last couple of seasons. And if you're right, if they can get to that Olympic break, if they can get 2 weeks off, at least most of them get 2 weeks off, it's going to set them up pretty well coming down the stretch.
And the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, it looks like this is very similar to, the last time they were a 100-point team, really kind of playing for that 4-hole, because the best team in the league may be the Chicago Blackhawks, and they're just kind of running away with the division. Not that they're not in, reaching range. They're about 7 points behind Chicago now, but they don't get to play Chicago anymore the rest of the season, and you got to think that Chicago is going to be able to cruise to probably 110, 112-point type of deal, and the Preds might be one of those teams where at 103, 102 type points, we'll have more points than the team in third, but we'll end up a 4 seed just because of the division winners.
Yeah, as well as the Preds have played this season, I still think you have to be more worried right now about who's coming behind you than you do about trying to track down those teams ahead of you. I still think there's a few teams below the 8th spot that are playing pretty well. I think Detroit, I think Anaheim, and I think Minnesota are all probably going to make a run at that, getting one of those last playoff spots before all is said and done. Detroit and Anaheim are a lot healthier than they were earlier in the season, and Minnesota's just flat turned things around under a new coach this season as well. So I still think it's more about keeping that distance between the Preds and the basement than it is. You know, I think you're right. I think it's fairly unrealistic for them to expect to catch Chicago in the Central. But, you know, at the very least, if the Preds make the playoffs this time around, you know, maybe we'll see something different besides Detroit or besides San Jose, which would be a nice, nice change of pace and probably a good experience for Preds fans as well.
Yeah, Anaheim is, you know, they're playing nice right now. They are back there a bit, so it'll be interesting there. I don't think Detroit fans are panicking a little bit, but, you know, they've got games in hand against basically everybody above the line. So I think that Detroit is going to be, they'll be all right, and they're going to get healthy late. They may slide in, near the bottom. But hopefully that's more Los Angeles and Phoenix's problem than it is, the Preds' problem. And that's the scary part. You look at it and you say, you're looking at the 59 points. You're looking at them being in the four-hole. But, they're only 7 points ahead of being out of the playoffs, which is just crazy the way this year has gone. So, all right, to John, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend, and we'll certainly hook up again down the road. I got to ask you, though, did you enjoy the dog in Asheville today or what, huh?
Oh, tremendous.
Isn't that great?
Part of it is the reason every time I come on, usually with you, you're starting off, I come in and I hear an advertisement,
yeah.
and my mouth is watering by the time I hear you finish, so I got to get down there. A couple turkey dogs today and some homemade chips. Outstanding.
Good job. Good job going with the turkey dog because, you got to be healthy. You got to eat healthy.
I go healthy and then I get two of them, so yeah. I don't know if I defeated the purpose or not.
Yeah, I heard you were eating with Shafe, too. What do you have, like a salad, a little crescent salad, something like that?
He went kind of filthy also. So he had the wake-up dog, I think, the fried egg and the cheese and all that kind of stuff. Strong performance by Schaefer.
The rise and shine, Schaefer. Schaefer gets a big man card for that one. Goes with the rise and shine. Nothing like a fried egg and some bacon and cheese on your hot dog. Good job by Shane. That was the first one I ever had there because I'm a bacon, egg, and cheese kind of guy. So,
I love it. All right, man, appreciate you.
All right, thanks. John Glennon endorsing Dog of Nashville as well.